It's part of the Environmental Protection Agency's Climate Pollution Reductions Grant Program. The funding will be spent on installing electric vehicle charging stations at government buildings around the reservation. Raheem Eliezer with the Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation hopes to install at least a dozen charging stations. He says the funding will help them reduce emissions in other ways.
We're also hoping to electrify some of the governmental fleet vehicles. We're hoping to do 13 of those, whether it's hybrid or fully electric vehicles.
Another project for the grant funding involves helping 34 people living on the reservation convert or support their gas-powered cars through a rebate program. He says reducing pollution from transportation has substantial health benefits. Connecticut's worsening air quality has increased asthma rates for Mashantucket Pequot tribe members. While the grant runs for 5 years, each project has its own timeline. Eliezer says electric vehicle charging stations are a big focus for the community. He thinks the new charging stations will encourage people to buy electric vehicles, but he says this is only the start since the Comprehensive Climate Action Plan outlines plans for other renewable energy projects.
The possibility or the interest of producing or generating energy from renewable resources such as solar. I know I have personally been looking into potentially thermal networking for the reservation.
He says creating a microgrid is also an option, with interest being shown by the community in diversifying energy generation. Eliezer notes that using one renewable energy source isn't sustainable in New England. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.